Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, February the 5th, 2014, 7:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, and our phone number here is 530-605-4565. And we're streaming live at KCNR 4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sonny. Sonny's already in here, into the chat room already. And Bad Bob, you deserve this. This is a double bell ringing because.
Oh, here I thought it was the holidays.
Because give me $5. Bad Bob is completely redoing. We bought a bunch of new computers here, and he's completely redoing our computer suites here, and so that we can continue to bring just outstanding community grassroots radio. To
How's
all
it going
of
so
our,
far, Bob? Are you liking it?
Well, there's with any new computer, and of course we've moved into in the other room, moved into Windows 8. We've decided to go with a Macintosh platform for this office here because it's there's things about Windows 8 that Bob doesn't like. But anyway, we're progressing forward with modernizing and safeguarding ourselves and all that good stuff.
Okay.
And more capabilities.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Great.
Hey, sweetheart.
We
you
need
know
to
what?
Do that.
Let's start off with Chris Lasondock, our Wells Fargo advisor. Find out what's happening with the market. It's been up and down lately. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into today's trading. The markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points at 15,441. The S&P 500 down 8 points at 1747, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 23 points at 4007. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 119 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Merck is up $1.06 at $54.58, Bank of America down 6 cents at $16.29, General Electric off 8 cents at $24.49, and JCPenney down 6 cents at $5.02. Of local interest, PG&E is up a penny at $41.29, North Valley Bank down 15 cents at $22.57, Harley-Davidson down 32 cents at $62.01, while Sturm Ruger's down $2.18 at $70.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.64%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil's up 37 cents a barrel at $97.56. And precious metals are mixed with gold down 14 cents an ounce at $12.54.46, while silver's up 31 cents at $19.76. This is Chris Lasondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 705, 805, and 905, Monday through Friday. You know what? As you can listen to Chris, is the market's down a little bit. But you remember the market, soaring. You know, in the 16,000, and then back down again. You need somebody that's covering this and knows what he's doing or what she's doing. And that's our Wells Fargo advisors. Those are people that you can look across the table at, you know, find out what they think and ask them the questions. It's not some disembodied voice over the phone. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, and set up a time to see them. And let me see, weather today. Looks like it's going to be...
Well, we're at 33 degrees currently in the downtown studios. It's going to be mostly sunny today with temperatures around 55. And tonight we've got slight chance of showers with temperatures plummeting to around 38. Tomorrow looks like we've got a 50% chance of showers. That's at 51 and a low of 38. And Friday, again, 60% chance for showers. Good, because my front yard is dry.
And weather's always
Our
brought to you.
Our front yard is dry.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane. Let's take a quick break and we come back. And what should we start out with? Pigs or Obamacare or the flu? Well, we'll figure it out. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's hump day.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kit.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. February the 5th. And it is 7:15 in the morning, 33 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Tobacco and Brew. 33 degrees. Run over there because you need to run to keep yourself warm. And go to our friendly baristas and order any type of coffee you want. Lattes.
Yeah. Espresso Joe's Cuties is what we call them.
Cappuccino.
It's your whole beans by the pound if you, the best deal in town.
And walk next door to the greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
All right. Now,
2143 Hilltop Drive.
And, you know, Shelly, I want to do a shout out to Shelly and Joe. With us this morning, a very special guest. And it's so funny because when you hear the title, he's the principal of St. Joseph School, you think about an older, like this, you know, mature man. And with us this morning is Jim Weber, who is just,
younger.
Just a nice looking, looks like he just,
Yeah,
we, my place is already turning red. Love it.
Where's your,
we have a fundraiser
where's
happening.
Your floor length robe or monk suit?
Right.
You know, we've gone away from that in the Catholic schools. We've got a few more lay personnel in the schools. I am over 40. I will say that. I do
tell
have plenty of gray hair.
Well, tell us a little bit about your history.
Okay.
How did you get, was it always a dream to be a principal, or how did you come to this position in your life?
So I grew up in Red Bluff. I went to Mercy High School, so I got a Catholic school background to a degree. Went to Davis thinking about being a doctor.
Oh.
And I noticed, excuse me, I noticed that I was going to need to look for something else after competing in those classes. And I started looking at options. Education became one, and I went and observed some classes. And there's a moment when a student learns a new concept that you almost see the light bulb go on.
Mm.
Their eyes light up, and there's this, oh, I get it. And I saw that when I was observing classes in Mr. Null's class in Red Bluff High in the early 90s, and I was hooked right there. So I became a biology teacher, or I got credentialed in biology and taught in the Bay Area for a few years. I actually taught in Reading for a year, and then I ended up at Mercy High, my alma mater,
wow,
for a dozen years. And after a while, I was not just teaching. I was an athletic director and a tech coordinator and helping out with a bunch of other things, and thought, well, gosh, you know, I might as well pursue an administrative career. I'm doing some of that already. And about a year and a half ago, the St. Joe's job opened up, and it's been a blessing. It's been a great experience, and it's a school, it's almost beyond words how good a school it is. And I just get to kind of set it and let it run most of the time.
Fantastic.
So, and you're here to be you want to talk about something you all have got going this weekend. It's Gusto da Vino, which right away we like because it's got vino in it. The Taste of Wine.
Yeah, this is our 8th annual Gusto da Vino event. It's a wine tasting with some local wineries and some wineries from, you know, the Napa area and south of here as well. We've got Jackson Family Wines from out of the area. We've got Tehama Estates from Manton. We've got Armorlow and a number of other. Honey Run from Chico is going to be there. New Clairvaux. The monks have got us some wine. We also have beer. We're going to be serving some Fall River beer, so that's fairly local. And we have food vendors like Cleary's, Cattleman's, Market Street Steakhouse.
Well, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat event. It's going to be in the downtown Reading atrium, so we're kind of catering to the downtown. A lot of downtown businesses involved there with the restaurants, and we're hoping the event's from 5 to 7, so it's sort of a taste and go get a handle on some of the wines and the food, and then maybe even our participants and our patrons can go and maybe go to one of those local restaurants afterwards. So it's hopefully a win-win for the local area, and it is a fundraiser for our, you know, privately funded Catholic school, which always needs extra support.
Okay, so that's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. in the atrium right down here in right in the middle of downtown, right next to the parking structure. So you've got plenty of parking. Just park there and just walk in. And then from there, it's easy walking to several of the other restaurants. Like down, you can walk all the way down the other street to Cleary's. You can go to you can go to Market Street. You can go to all these different places down there.
Vintage Wine Bar's providing some food. Mary's
right.
Pizza Shack.
That's
is providing
great.
Oh, and
food.
Of course, Mary's. Yeah.
Yeah. We love the atrium to hold an event there. It's very nice. And, you know, I think it's really cool, Mr. Weber, Principal Weber, that you, that you're here today. This is like, you know, you're invested.
Well, you know, as principal of a Catholic school, you have to wear a lot of hats, and, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, whether it's, I hope I can say this on radio, but I'm, you know, plunging toilets one day.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Promoting big, fancy, elegant events the next.
You know what?
That's fantastic.
We own the station. We know about plunging toilets, replacing toilet paper because other people that work for us don't think that they have to.
Well, sometimes they're not working. Maybe you're here and they're not.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
could
That's
be.
One of the things.
That's right. And also the fact is you do what, you know, we all pitch in here at KCNR and our family here. That always pitches in and does things.
And that's
so local
we understand
boy
that.
Comes home and does wonderful things. And to be the principal of St. Joseph's, that's a really big deal.
Now one more time. When's it going to happen?
So again, Saturday evening, 5 to 7 at the downtown Reading atrium.
How do we get tickets?
You can buy tickets. They're $40 a piece at St. Joseph's School, which is at 2460 Gold Street up at the top of the hill off of Air Park there. Or you can get them at NVCSS because NVCSS CASA program is also benefiting from this event. We're working together
And if you remember, the CASA program had their big fun run, their superhero run earlier in the year, and, and this is another thing that benefits that child advocacy program. So it's a really worthwhile cause in my mind, and it's a fun event, too. We've got ring toss to win a bottle of wine. We've got violinists playing. We've got a silent auction. We've got the whole deal. You can reach us at St. Joe's at 243-2302.
All right.
Well, you know what? We appreciate
hope
that.
You have
thanks a
very
lot for coming
event.
In, Jim. And yeah, I hope it is too. And we'll mention it again here.
Well,
next
very much appreciate
days.
The time
creating and, our future leaders of the world.
Yeah,
it's an impressive little place. We had a little education fair for Catholic schools last week, and the eighth grade had to do science projects, and we had a hovercraft and a solar powered car, and light bulbs that were being lit up by lemons, and we even had a psychoanalysis of paint splatter from some psychology. paper that someone found and decided to do an experiment on.
Wow.
So, you know, we have a good program with great kids and great families, of course, supporting the school.
Okay.
Well, great. Well, thanks for coming on in. And again, get your tickets at St. Joseph's School. That number one more time, then we have to take a break.
243-2302.
Thanks for coming
thanks
on.
Thanks a lot, Jim. We'll be right back after these messages.
I love the colorful
as gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Kind of like a Pink Floyd pig sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
I want you to hold that pig sound in your mind there. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Spray Service, our friends at, Redding Spray Service. That's right. You know, they've been in business for 20 years. What can I say? They got great commercials, but if you're in need of pest control, weed control, tree spraying or lawn treatments, they are the person to go to. We're going to use them. Trust me. As soon as we find out if there's going to be a spring, they have free estimates. You know, you can't beat a free estimate, and they're out there, locally owned, locally operated, providing affordable solutions for, pest free living. Give them a call at 221-3007 or check out their website at readingspray.com. Okay. The reason we were playing piggies was 30 pigs seized in Shingletown. You know what? Frankly, I think that deserved to be front page.
Well, the woman said, "You're not going to get my pigs.
No, it was a guy.
You're going to have to shoot me."
That was a guy.
Okay.
Said that.
Okay. Well, with the woman's name. Sorry. Before you get my pigs. But the authorities did get the pigs. And, collecting the porkers.
How many?
From the front pig. Neighbors complained that animal control officers roughed up the pigs, including several piglets during the roundup.
We had police brutality
for the piglets.
On the piglets, or so it was claimed. You know what? The story is that there were 30 pigs on a half acre of ground up in Shingletown. And when the people said, "You're not taking my pigs," and one of them had a pitchfork. I don't know if he like brandished it at him, if he just had it. Then the police arrested him on suspicion of obstructing justice. And then they arrested the patriarch of the family, 82 years old, for an outstanding misdemeanor on having a stray animal. Anyway.
They're supposed to be.
Anyway, the people around him had complained. They said that was too many pigs and plus other things. So
30 pigs.
30 pigs.
That's not what the zone, they're not zoned
no,
for that.
No, not 30 pigs. Anyway, I just, because see, I see on the front page of the paper and it says, in huge, huge headlines, county ranks low in flu vaccinations. Shasta ranks near the bottom in latest data. Misinformation and distrust cited by health officials. Well, you know what? This is from like 2 years ago. This is the 2011-12. But here's the thing is, I know a lot of people that get vaccinated for other things that don't get flu vaccinations. And why? Because they claim that they've had flu vaccinations and they get sick. I know we lose when we were in the Marine Corps. We vaccinated all of our people because you had no choice. And when we vaccinated, we'd lose a percentage of them that would get the flu because they were very sensitive to it. Some people know they're sensitive to it and don't take it. Other people just don't believe they work. And the big thing is this is, we're not talking whooping cough here. We're not talking about polio and all this. Flu vaccines. I know a lot of knowledgeable people that don't take it and but would take other vaccines. But, to, you know, front page on the, you know, with, you know, screaming headlines. How come we don't see Obama lied about Obamacare? I mean, you don't see that up there. I mean, that's a proven fact. And, you know, the other thing too is kind of subjective about why people don't get it. You know, okay. Oh, they don't think it works or it's just, you know, they, you know, it's misinformation about some of it. That's okay. We get our flu vaccinations.
Yeah,
there's some people who just don't believe in vaccinations.
I think I've missed a couple years, off and on. Especially when I was doing a great deal of traveling, I just felt that it was imperative. Now, I have a friend of mine who's a nurse, and she's got grandkids, and they're young. And I said, well, how do you feel about, you know, I know inoculation. And she, and her, you know, they're in the medical field, and she just feels like you don't want to know what happens if you don't. So, and even though she is very health conscious, because I think that is the big thing, I don't want my kids to have, you know, be inoculated and have stuff going through them. I think what you're seeing now is that for certain schools, you have to have a certificate before you can even go to school.
Yeah, or you've got to say is that they were not vaccinated because of religious grounds and things like that. And there's that battle over it. Well, you know what? That's another good subject to have is vaccinate or not vaccinate. Cause there's a lot of people that are, you know, again, very bright people that say, my kid's not going to get 40 vaccinations by the time he's three or she's three because I believe that this causes some kind of health, you know, health problems in the Marine Corps. Hey, we'd line up and they'd hit us with the shotguns. I mean, you know, I mean, these are like air pressure guns that they stick up against your arm and it blows injects the.
Well, what about your children?
Well, I'm not talking about that. And I've got the rest of the story to go on. And, you know, that's why though, that I, you know, years later I found out shot A and B that was in my health reg were the anthrax shots. I had no idea they were the anthrax shots until like 10 years later. After I was going back in there, I said, well, if I'm going back in there, you know, and they said we're giving anthrax shots, oh, you already had them, you just need a booster. What about my children now? Our grandchildren?
No, your children, when you were in the Marine Corps and you were on base, did they have to have
Well, you know what,
shots?
Back then it was, you know, a vaccination was just considered a vaccination. Everybody, all the kids got them. So, but now, you know, people are fighting back about that. They're saying, hey, wait a minute, I'd like to have, you know, I do not believe it. I believe that they're dangerous. I believe they can cause autism. I believe all these things. This is what some people say. And, so it's both sides, are pretty argumentative about it. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're starting a new segment of our show, and it's with working with the Chamber of Commerce right here in Reading, and we'll do it with Chamber of Commerce from other areas. Yeah, we're introducing new businesses in town, so you all can say, oh, hey, there's a new place. Let's go down and check it out. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We are the grassroots radio station.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S., Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick and mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious five-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Northeast premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at AnselmoVineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Anselmo's, your favorite destination getaway.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at ratingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:35 in the morning, 33 degrees out there. It's not going to get any cooler today, we hope. It will go up in the late 50s, early 60s. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. You know, they're getting ready for this big sale that's coming, but you can always get great prices at Reading Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealer. I tell you, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. I mean, you know, they are a huge car lot. with a lot of real friendly people out there to help you find that right car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned. Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 223-2177. And Bad Bob, you're looking around
yeah,
for some reason.
You just,
you got me.
I thought I heard you snapping your fingers at me as you are off.
Oh,
I only snap my fingers at you when you're over there.
See, that's what happens when you can't
something.
See. When you can't see what's going on the radio individually is that sometimes because Bob has his back to us or his side to us. So we'll go, Bob, and he's got on his headphones. Well, so, you know, just kind of giggle.
I try not to do it like that. I try to lean over and hit him with the stick. I poke him. So
let's
anyway.
Talk about visuality. Many of us are so into, visuality and knowing that you set the stage when you walk into a space. And I know we're having a little dinner get together tonight and I start to get like panicking because I want to make my house just right and get the mood and set the table. And it's just my thing. And so I know a lot of us feel that way, that when we're looking at a new year, we're looking at freshening up our space, we're looking at maybe an art piece that will make us feel happy, something different. And so we have a brand new store in town, and it's called Indwelling. And with us is this beautiful woman who is the proprietor, Andrea Abraham. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And welcome to Reading.
Thank you so much.
And your husband, okay, now,
Dilgesh
Abraham. Do you
yeah.
love that?
Aww,
okay, so Dilgesh and Andrea are hanging around. Don't you love it? And they've got this great space that they have just created and brought to the North State called Indwelling. Tell us about the theme of your business.
I don't know. I'm so thrilled to be here. And I think the theme is I love furniture. And I grew up in the furniture business. My family has a furniture store in Texas, an 80-year-old furniture business.
Wow.
Started in 1932. Yeah.
So you're a Texas girl?
I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look at, she's so beautiful. She's so put together. This woman is polished.
Oh.
Yeah. Andrea is polished. So you know you can take a look at Andrea and know that the store is beautiful because she cares about detail.
Thank you. Thanks. That's nice. See, I'm on the radio, so I'll just say yes and no one knows the difference.
So what kind of
furniture? That works for me too. You know, we can come in here with our hats on backwards.
Did you go to High Point, North Carolina?
I did,
So the furniture convention, that was always exciting. Uh-huh. What kind of furniture did your family store have?
Well, they have just standard furniture store, Lane, Ashley, Winters Only.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of, so even in, we actually, the business model, we were going to start this in Texas. And we just moved back in August. So, we're back in Reading.
But so you are full in.
Yeah.
You're in and on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need to, I tell you what, let's Tim Scarborough's here with us.
Good morning.
And Tim's from the Chamber of Commerce. And this is our kickoff on our very first, Wednesday segment with, kind of joining up here with the, Chamber of Commerce to give light to new businesses here in town. Mm-hmm. Cause one of the things we've pushed since the beginning, Tim knows this, and this is our fifth year here. We started this station from like flat, mm-hmm. from zero. And, is we believe in the community. We believe in buying local, staying local. And so we always try to pump up the businesses in town. We hear so many good things about Reading. You see negative things, like flu vaccine, use is lowest in California. Yeah, you know what? That's a backstory for that, because when you find out it's from 2 years ago and they say, well, it's not that big a thing. So we try to be positive in it, and it's easy to do because of the businesses here and the great people that run the businesses. So, Tim, tell us a little bit about, what we're going to be doing here every week.
Well, every week we're going to be bringing on one of our chamber members, and more than likely it is going to be some of our newer chamber members that have joined the Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we're going to be looking at people like Andrea who just have a vision to bring in a business. And if you go to her store, you'll see it's very unique. It's such a beautiful store. I've brought people by just to look and see some of the items that she has there. And I think she has a great story, about her and her husband and how they met and the whole vision for this store. And the chamber just loves it that we get to be part of that they're part of the chamber. And Carl and Linda, I definitely want to just let you know we appreciate so much your support for the chamber. I listen to you. I hear you just continually on the air just talking about some of our members, and we're glad to be part of this.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, it was a, we were talking about it and Frank came over one day and we, said, you know, how can we do some things here? So, okay, look, we're going to take a quick break and then we come back. Andrea, I want to talk about, since everybody's talking about your place here and what it looks like is, where it's at and the kind of stuff you have and, you know, just things like that. Sure. We want to find out so everybody else can find out.
Thank you. We'll
be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust and mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 7:43 in the morning. 33 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have about 50 degrees in our highs today. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned, family operated.
And with us this morning is our beautiful guest, Andrea Abraham. And she is the owner of a new store with furniture and art objects. We've been getting messages
from the first question is
from our chat pack.
Where is the store located?
1760 California Street.
And that's right across from
Jack's Grill.
So everybody knows where Jack's is.
Yeah.
And so, that little.
So you're over there where Bombay is and, and a couple of okay.
I'm next door to Bogdeen and two doors down from Angelo's. And
so In and, Dwelling is the name of the store.
Yeah.
And do you sell other things besides furniture?
I do, yes. We, we have local artists who bring in their art, and so we sell art on consignment. Yeah. I would go to Furniture Market and I would see all the art and I thought, I just want soul, you know?
Yes.
And it would be, and this is such a creative place. I mean, the people here just dress so creatively and I'm like, there's just art in the water here. So
oh,
anyway,
wait a minute,
that's great to hear.
Andrea.
Seriously.
Andrea.
Yes.
Say that again. You know what? Cause there's a lot of people for what you just said. Are standing out there with their mouths open because they like to think of Redding as a backwater, redneck, no-tooth place.
I don't see
and
that
we
at all.
And we've never seen that. And, you know, and maybe we have, you know, we've only lived here 6 or 7 years,
yeah.
6 years. And, so we've never seen that.
Yeah.
And here you are coming in and opening up a furniture shop, an art shop, and you just said that there must be art in the water.
Oh, there is. Yeah, this place. And I know I have a tendency to see things in people in terms of their potential, but really, Redding's already there. I mean, I think that this is supposed to be a trendsetter to the whole area. I mean, okay, just look at the Northern California, you know, just look at the state. I mean, we're right on the 5, you know, and I would even love for...
On the Sac?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I mean, I feel like we're right down the street from San Francisco even, you know? And so I definitely think we're supposed to be a trendsetter at least for this area. But
cool. Okay.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. I
want to
drink the water you're drinking. And you know, every morning I want to take a little Andrew, pass that over here.
Instead of the Kool-Aid, the negative people drinking.
No,
you know?
I mean
no, but you know what? I believe, you know, people say when they say there's nothing to do around here.
Redding has to hold on us.
There isn't a weekend or a week that you don't have some kind of play, the opera, the music groups coming in here, or all these things, all these different, the Arts Council having a jazz festival, all these things. You've got a number of things. And there are sometimes on the weekends, you've got to pick which one you're going to.
Yeah.
There's going to be a wine tasting, the Gusto Divino, which is going to have a lot of the local food vendors
and wineries
around here for this Saturday down at the atrium. It's just going to go for 2 hours. But there's just, you know, it's something that brings people downtown. And what you've done is you've taken a step to help also recover downtown, even though it's taken some huge steps forward in the last 2 or 3 years.
So you have local art. And so walk us through the feeling of the space. I've not been in yet. I will be in this week.
Well, it was formerly a therapy station. So we have a large wooden beam going down the middle where they used to have swings for the kids with autism to...
Oh.
Yeah, so we left the beam because I wanted that piece of the original space. But then everything else, it used to be kind of offices. So we tore that down, and my husband, the first piece of artwork in there, my husband redid the concrete floor. It took him 5 weeks. He was there till 5 in the morning. He knows all the people down at Bombay.
Wow.
because of it.
Well, concrete floors are cool when they're done right. Oh, I can't wait to see that.
I'm really proud of it.
Mm.
So, yeah, he laid a new layer of white concrete and then powder stained it. And then I asked him to add glitter to the sealant.
Oh.
So it's got little bling. Anyway, and then, so I organized it symmetrically, as far as the physical space, and then we opened up the doorways, and so it's just kind of clean. It feels like there are two doors into it, and so it feels like front window vignettes, you know, like kind of old school Bloomingdale's, New York City. That's kind of, I mean, gosh, don't think of that when you come there, because I don't want that
but
to
I
be
like
the
old
image.
School Bloomingdale's.
But yeah, you know, like Macy's. I mean, I just love that. Walkable downtowns with beautiful, you know, and I was in San Francisco this last week. I mean, they just have amazing front window displays.
Yes, I love Union Square.
Mm-hmm. And then you walk in and the rest of it is, I just hand selected, like we were saying on break. I just chose each individual piece. It's all new. It's not on consignment. And then just put it together. So it's a little bit eclectic because I don't have a specific style.
I like that.
Industrial. We have a lot of linen. We have a lot of leather that's all Brazilian. It's fully wrapped sides and back. So I'm going for craftsmanship, and well-made, high quality, but then also just like something that speaks to me. And then the art brings such a warmth.
Wow.
With it. And then we're also moving into, we're expanding our gift area because I want more, spontaneous. You know, it's funny. Because we're in downtown, we get a lot of tourists who are just passing through Redding. We had some people down from Ashland because of the weather in Redding on their anniversary. And so they came in and they were looking. So I want more little gift items that people can take with them. And then home decor, but really unique. I have some vintage keys, skeleton keys from India. So I tell people this opens lots of doors in India. But
oh, that's fabulous.
Anyway,
you're full. You can tell that you're just full of energy and, you know, like you're bringing this great, this is what we want our listeners to hear. This great energy. You've could have been in Texas, could have gone a lot of places. You've chosen, you and your husband have chosen to stay in Redding and bring
Redding.
This beautiful love and passion into a space. We want to encourage everyone to come in and see and meet you and feel it.
Thank you.
Because that is where we're going. We have to think in 2014.
Aim high, ready.
That is where we're going.
That's where we're pushing. And we've started at the beginning of the year, and we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah.
And we want like people to join us. It's aim high, Reading, because Reading can take big steps. We've been aiming too low, I believe, and we need to get our elected officials into the buy into this. And all that is let's aim high and let's go for it, and let's talk about recruiting businesses in, like obviously that you brought in here with a great deal of enthusiasm and the next step forward and other type things. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, we're in here with our guest from
Andrea Abraham, and the store is called Indwelling.
We'll be
Indwelling,
right back.
Gray and green, love it.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're really excited with our guests. They're on fire, so that makes us on fire. Did you like that all shook up? That was, you want to talk about somebody who had that stuff running through his veins. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We use Alliance Heating and Air. They came in and put a tankless water system in. And what's that mean? Unlimited hot water. Yes. Not only that they also work on heating and air conditioning, anything that you could possibly want. Not only do they do a great job, totally professional, Martin and his people are, they give guarantees, they give warranties. You just need to give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Our guest,
this morning from a very special store that's just opened is Andrea Abraham from Indwelling and Tim Scarborough, who's with the Chamber. Tim, you've got some things to talk about with greeters tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow, our Chamber greeters is going to be at Avante Travel.
Mm.
Jeanette Weber and the crew there is going to host the greeters meeting. We usually have 75 to 100 people
wow.
who all converge on one business, and so that'll be at 7:45 a.m. at Avante Travel, 2390 Athens Avenue. And then I also want to mention that coming up in a couple weeks, we have our annual Chamboree. It's going to be at Wind River, and we have a couple special hosts that are going
yeah.
to be there, and
we're
that's
excited.
Going to be Carl and Linda Bott. And so we're looking forward to that. That's the one event that my wife makes sure that I take her to. It's a formal attire event. We give away some nice awards. And so.
And what's the theme? I love how it looks like it
the
says
theme
Cafe
this year
de
is Paris Street Scene. And so I'm not exactly sure if that means I'm going to dress differently, a special hat. I'm not
a
sure.
Beret.
Yeah.
We all wear our
is that
berets.
What it is?
I think
okay.
it's a braid thing.
Right.
Congressman,
extra eyeliner.
Everybody that, you know, you need, if you want to, you need to go to this place because it's going to be a great thing.
Yes.
You got Congressman Lamoff of Dally. All of our representatives and our elected representatives are there and our business community. They're going to give out the business of the year and the
yes.
business person of the year.
That's fabulous.
And we're honored to be able to help with this and to be asked to do this.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So how do we get tickets to that? Because that's open to everyone.
That's right. And the tickets are $40 each, and you can call the Chamber office 225-4433.
Yeah.
And we can get you hooked up with some tickets.
Cool.
Okay. We got like about 3 minutes left, and our guest is Andrea Abraham, who is just opening up the great new furniture store Indwelling, and people are commenting. They just checked your website out, and they really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because, you know, cool is
so
cool.
Say, yeah. Okay. Now, you've got a great story on how you met your husband.
I think so.
Oh, share that with us.
Okay.
And you've got three minutes.
Okay. I was living in Bethlehem, Palestinian territories, Israel. And, I actually went there. Tim and I have a lot in common. I went there to finish seminary. I was living in Jerusalem and then moved over to Bethlehem and was just teaching English and teaching in an American school there and just hanging out with people, loving on people. One of my Palestinian students who I taught English to was going to school on the island of Cyprus. And so my friend, Dawn, and I, she lives in Reading too, by the way. So we went over to visit the island of Cyprus for 5 days. And it's so funny because I was driving around. We rented a car. They upgraded us to a Jeep. We have our windows down. We don't have windows. And we're driving around and I thought, wow, I could never live here. I love Bethlehem so much. Well, then the next day we go to the school where Elias and my now husband, Dilgesh, were going to school. It was half English, half Arabic. It was a Christian training school. And I met Dilgesh and just everything changed. And so we ended up, I mean, we were very shy, actually. I'm his first girlfriend. So we were very shy, barely spoke. He created a Facebook account to keep in touch with me, and we kept in touch. And then months later, my dad was actually the one who said, why don't you get to know him in person? You know, it's an hour flight. So I was pretty petrified. That little hour flight from Israel to Cyprus, and then we were engaged a month later and married, I think, 7 months later. So 13 months between the time we met and married. So it's been fast. That was 4 years ago. So
you have this world view, and then you come to Reading. That's what I love, is that you're bringing
Reading.
This world view and bringing it here. And we have so much that we can learn from you,
very
watching
positive.
You,
very positive.
Hearing your story. It's
Thank
fabulous.
You. Thank you.
The store is called Indwelling. It's opened up now. It's right across the street from Jack's. The address is 1760 California Street.
Yeah.
Phone number is 361-6727. And in every week, oh, and your website is indwellinghome.com.
Indwellinghome.com.
Dilgesh and Andrea Abraham are the owners and just opening this up. And this is the first in a weekly series that we're going to have on Wednesday mornings that we're going to be introducing new businesses or talking about businesses that have been here for a while. And Tim Scarborough from the Chamber of Commerce is going to be bringing them down for us. Yeah.
That's right. I'll be bringing them every week
Fantastic.
At this time for Wednesdays.
I'd like to get in a more depth with you, so I'd like to invite you on one of my Thursday night shows, you and your husband, where we can really go into the whole hour of all about your store and furniture and life passions.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thanks for having us on.
Well, it's an interesting story. We like interesting stories.
It's infectious.
And we like the fact that I like what you said about Redding has art in its water.
We're there.
We're there. And you know what? And this is why you need fresh outlooks on people coming in here. Cause so many people lived here their whole life sometimes can get jaded about it and just accept things that other people walk in here and go, hey, this is great.
Oh, it's yeah. fresh.
You know, the Council of Arts is having all types of stuff going on. I mean, all things. It's going to be a year of blooming that we like here. Mm-hmm. Hey, when we get back, we're going to be talking to one of the speakers at the from the Sierra Pacific Logging Conference on logging business and lumber and its impact up here. We'll be right back after the news.
Is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A private survey shows that businesses added just 175,000 jobs last month. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
I think underlying job growth is somewhere between 175 and 200,000 per month. That's consistent with the job growth we've been getting over the past year, over the past 2 years, and really almost over the past 3 years. I don't think anything has changed.
But the figure is down from 227,000 jobs that were created in December. President Obama, meanwhile, applauding a decision by CVS Caremark to stop selling cigarettes and other tobacco products. Here's SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The president released a statement that reads, as one of the nation's largest retailers and pharmacies in America, CVS Caremark sets a powerful example. He adds, today's decision will help advance my administration's efforts to reduce tobacco-related deaths, cancer, and heart disease, as well as bring down healthcare costs. Mr. Obama himself has struggled with quitting smoking. First Lady Michelle Obama says he broke the habit in 2011 after smoking for 30 years. CVS is the second largest drugstore chain in the United States. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
Some relief for struggling farmers in drought-stricken California. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the $20 million in federal aid will be important to a lot of farmers in that state.
A lot of fruit and vegetable production in particular is dependent upon California production. And in addition to the farm income that this state generates, it also helps to support hundreds of thousands of jobs throughout the United States.
And Vilsack is expected to make a similar announcement tomorrow, offering federal assistance with respect to California's struggling forests, also deeply affected by the lingering drought. It's been a mixed bag so far, up and down on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling. It's down a little more than 50 points. And this is SRN News.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The National Archives is placing the original Emancipation Proclamation on display in Washington to mark Black History Month.
The proclamation was issued by President Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War in 1863 to proclaim the freedom of all slaves held in the South. The proclamation was also an invitation for black men to join the Union Army and Navy, and it made slavery a top wartime issue. The document will be displayed in the Archives' new Records of Rights permanent exhibit.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. It is not often you get an actual glimpse of the original Emancipation Proclamation. Jeremy House reports that the document is displayed for only a limited time each year because of its ongoing fragile condition. Taking a closer look at Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to struggle right now. It's down by about 55 points this hour. It enjoyed a 72-point gain yesterday, but it's been losing ground. This is SRN News. News of the death of Oscar-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman from an apparent heroin overdose. Seemed like an echo from the past, a blurry memory of a dangerous drug that is now seeing something of a resurgence. Nova Southeastern University epidemiologist Jim Hall.
We're seeing a rapid increase in the number of consequences, including deaths and medical emergencies and addiction treatment cases, as well as actual crime lab cases for heroin.
Meanwhile, the death still under investigation. Now four people are in custody on drug charges after police investigating the death of the actor executed search warrants at three New York City apartments. Two people with knowledge of the investigation say a confidential source provided a tip that the suspects may have supplied Hoffman with the drugs. The people spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because investigators have not obtained evidence to corroborate the reported connection. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your grassroots radio station here, right here in the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:06 in the morning, February the 5th, 2014. Phone lines here are 605-4567. If you're calling from out of the area, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat room's open. Good morning, Sun Gold and Scars and Cottontail Pro and so many others that are in there. I'm not even sure if I'm even pronouncing that right. And then, of course, Linda. Hello, hon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to get up. We have an incredible next hour. You don't want to go anywhere, but first let's go to, we have our wonderful sponsors from Wells Fargo, and our special advisor this morning is Chris Lasondak. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda. We're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets continue to drift lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 76 points at 15,370. The S&P 500 down 12 points at 1743, while the NASDAQ Composite saw 55 points at 3976. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 212 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $1.36 at 5.10.15, Intel down 3 cents at 23.57, Microsoft is off 47 cents at 35.88, and Facebook down $1.36 at 61.39. Of local interest, Costco down 64 cents at 110.25, Reading Bank of Commerce down 2 cents at $6.04, while Tri-County's Bank is off 20 cents at 24.17. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.65%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's up 26 cents a barrel at $97.45, and precious metals are higher with gold at $5.59 an ounce at $12.60.19, while silver's up 40 cents an ounce at $19.85. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning to tell you what's going on back on Wall Street. Wall Street is volatile, as you can tell by just following our daily reports, but looking at it in the news, too. You want somebody that's an expert in this, and our Wells Fargo advisors will give you the best advice possible. And not only that, you can look across the table at them when you're talking to them. It's not some disembodied voice. Stop by and visit them on Park Marina Drive, or do give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. And weather today?
It's currently 35 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like we're going to have temperatures around 50-some degrees. We have chance of showers this evening, and looking throughout the week, we have chance of showers as well. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
50-something today.
You took the page. I can't find exactly, but it's in the 50s.
Okay. Great. That's what we want. Hey, we like to, if I taken everything here?
Yes.
No. Okay. Here it is. This hour, in this segment of this, of the show is we want to introduce, right now is Leah Good-Halls.
Haas from the Deputy Sector Navigator for the Global Trade and Logistics Group here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are here to introduce our guest, Dr. Delton Alderman.
I certainly am, and I'll let Delton give his full title, but we've brought him out, and when I say we, I mean Shasta College, to participate at the logging conference on Friday. He'll be speaking. So, Delton, I'll let you make your own introduction there.
Hi, I'm Delton Alderman. I am with the U.S. Forest Service Northern Research Station. I'm based out of Princeton, West Virginia. Part of my area is farming markets for U.S. forest products. And also, my primary thing that I do right now is U.S. housing and international housing. But I do other markets as well, other markets.
Mr. Alderman, he holds a B.S. in forestry and wildlife management and a Ph.D. in wood science and forest products. He's a member of the Society of American Foresters, the Forest Products Society, Industry Studies Association, and the Association of Consumer Research. Of course, we are so thrilled to have you in Reading. We know that your big passion is about entrepreneurial marketing for sawmills and producers and developing strategies for tactics and hardwood companies. We're so very pleased to have you here.
And what that means from the Sierra Pacific Logging Conference we have going here is that we're going to talk, when we're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk about the lumber industry and the exports and what the impact it has, on our nation and on our economy here and why we need the logging industry, why it's got to be able to grow and thrive.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms out on Larkspur. Did you just turn me off? Or did I just do that? Okay, in Larkspur Lane, John Bastiani out there is not only do they have the finest gunsmiths in the North State, they also have a They've got ammo, which is a rarity in the United States. They actually has ammo to sell on all calibers, plus great sales on guns. That's Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane. Stop on by there and see them.
All right, Delton Alderman is our guest. Yes. I like your name,
first of all.
Delton. I don't think I've ever met a Delton.
Not many people have.
We know, of course, we have the Logan Industry Conference coming up this weekend, and you're going to be a special speaker. Let's just get down to it.
I think I'd speak Friday afternoon, and it's going to be United States export markets, particularly on a softwood basis. And it's necessary, you want to have a good business mix to begin with, but since the housing crash, economic crash of 2006-08, many sawmills wouldn't be in business if it weren't for exports. We've lost 50% of our softwood industry, 50% of our hardwood industry since 2007-08.
So we've lost half the industry since 2007-08,
and look what's happened
up here. It hasn't come back.
A little bit. Some people are bringing new plants back online.
Okay.
But the Chinese market, to a lesser extent, the Indian market, and for like hardwoods in Vietnam have been critical, particularly China though. They consume massive quantities of lumber.
Okay, so that's lumber they buy from us.
Right.
Okay, and not only lumber, is it finished products? Or is some, it just,
yes.
Or is it logs?
Yeah, logs and lumber.
I've heard that they have floating lumber mills that you load up into these ships, and by the time they get back, I don't know if that's true or not, but then they have, it's finished wood by the time they get back.
I've heard that from Japanese.
Maybe it's the Japanese.
That was years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and one thing that's helped exports as well is the Russians. Russia has the largest timber supply in the world.
Oh,
period.
Okay.
But they, I can't remember the exact date, they raised their taxes on log exports 75% and their
market crashed.
Yeah. And so the Chinese started buying from other people. They still buy a large sum of logs from Russia, but not like before. And so it opened the door for Western and Canadian producers.
Okay, would you say that our logging, and this is just what you think, we have the capability of providing much more lumber to the world? Would you say that, but the laws are so strict? Is that some of the reasons why it's hard to come back? I've really put the doctor in a bad spot here.
Yeah.
He is wiggling on the chair right now.
Yeah. I would say, you need to talk to the head of U.S. Forest Service about that one.
Okay. That should be you.
Yeah.
Well, but the bottom line though is everybody knows, if you're up from, you've lived here in the North State, you know that the lumber industry's been hammered by the government, environmentalists. I mean, from anything from silt in the water to owls flying by. And then what you've just said, over half of it, we've lost half of our mills and our processing since 2007 and 8. Right. And they haven't come back yet because really the housing industry hasn't come back
right.
yet.
It's improved.
It's improved, but a lot of people, the economy's back. No, the economy is not even close to getting back.
Right. We historically we've produced 1.6 million new homes a year. That's single family and multifamily.
Uh-huh.
Right now we're running at 1 million, and 400,000 of those are multifamily, which is above historical levels.
Okay.
But so we're
600,000 a year down, and
yes.
Then multi-levels. We need single family dwellings.
Right.
And 600,000 more of those just to get us back.
Single family homes consume a whole lot more lumber than a multifamily unit. The last research I've seen was 2006, and it's about like 18,000 board feet of lumber to a typical home.
Mm-hmm.
If you add in engineered wood, things like that, plywood, OSB, it brings it 21,000 board feet thereabouts equivalent goes into a single family home. It's easy to do the math, and you get 1.6 million of those,
sure.
21,000.
And that puts people back to work in so
right.
many other things, other different methods there. Do we have lots of lumber? Or do we have lots of trees?
Yeah, I think, on net, the forest inventory is increasing, and that's even included when you take you consider all the lands that are being taken out for
conservatories. Yeah,
I mean, development. Yeah. On net, I think in most regions the timber inventory is increasing.
So the timber inventory is increasing. You know what? You're the first person that I've had the opportunity to ask that too, because everybody is talking about, we're destroying the woods. We're not. I realize there's a variety of methods, right, and some people would say it does, but the timber that's available is growing, the lumber.
Yeah, you know, you could talk to the guys at Forest Inventory and Analysis. Yeah. I know they have a branch somewhere here in California. They could give you that.
I want that job.
Leah Gould-Haas, you are here today as a Deputy Sector Navigator, Global Trade and Logistics. You brought in Dr. Alderman, and we can meet him on Friday at the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. When will Mr. Alderman be speaking?
That's right. He will be speaking Friday at 2:00, and it is open to everyone. It'll be a special breakout session, so folks can come in and hear a little bit more on export markets. And doing this in tandem with Shasta College. Shasta College is actually going to be offering an Introduction to International Business course this fall online, and it's a great way to delve a little bit deeper into what the economic opportunities are of global trade and logistics.
All right, we've got to take a break. Back more with Mr. Alderman, who is from my favorite area where Last of the Mohicans was filmed.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott is here. It is 8 8:25 in the morning here on the 5th of February. Our guest for the next 10 minutes, and then he's got to run too, is Delton Alderman, who is going to be speaking at the Sierra Pacific Logging Conference on Friday. And he is an expert. He's got his degrees that, I mean, it fills up half the page here, though. He says, nah, he says, don't talk about it, because he's just a good old boy from the Appalachians. And he is. And when you first talk to him, it sounds like, gosh, is he from England or something? But it's not. It's that Appalachian twang there.
No, I don't hear it twang, but it's Appalachian.
It's a dialect.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, many dialects.
Anyway. And we just said that we just say that to embarrass him, but he, you know, nobody can see you, so it's okay. Yeah. Anyway, Delton has been telling us facts about the lumber industry. And one of them, of course, is that the timber inventory has been increasing. Now, to bring back our lumber industry means that 1.6 million new construction, either single family homes or multiple family homes, have to be built. And we're 600,000 and under the 1.6. We're doing 1 million a year, but that's not enough. So where the industry can make it, though, where it can grow, is overseas.
Correct.
All right, so
it's one way.
It's one of the ways. So do we have a lot of growth overseas that we're seeing?
Chinese market's exploded. I can't give you the exact number.
Yeah, but it's huge.
It's huge, and I mean, they consume more wood products than any country on earth. Not per capita, but in volume wise. Yeah.
Do they take raw?
Like they take logs and lumber.
Okay. Because they're opening too. I mean, for people talking about, worried about global warming in the United States, they're opening up a coal-fired plant every week over in China. Yeah, I mean, a lot of them. Yeah.
So when we come to see you on Friday at 3:00, that's going to be open to the public down at Fisaro Hall. And you get up, tell us a little bit about how you got the bug in the forestry world. Did you grow up around it?
I kind of grew up in a rural community, and I was always out. My grandparents had farms, and I was always out in the woods. And I said, well, what can I do for a career that'll keep me out in the woods? And I said, forestry. So
Fantastic.
I headed that direction.
And it's you never look back then?
No. There's sometimes.
Sometimes. what's the big thing you want us to take away today?
Well, the exports are important for survival. In today's market, for China, they had, I don't know what their population is, 1.3, 4, 5, 6 million, it depends on who you talk, billion.
Yeah.
And in their latest 12th fifth year plan, they're committed to building 30 or 40 million new homes in the next 5 years. This is going to take a lot of lumber which they do not have. And I know the governments of British Columbia, and there's some private associations from the United States that are working with them to develop homes over there. Now they test not only single family homes, but the high rise multifamily buildings built out of wood, and they're like,
oh my gosh,
six story, and there are actual six story buildings they have built inside a research lab, and they shake them as if an earthquake were going to hit them. So they're laying groundwork to build homes.
Huge export chance here for
us,
and we've got, of course, what do we have here? We have logs. We have timber, but we don't have the mill capability right now. Is that correct, Leah?
Yeah.
Or Dalton? Do we have enough capacity, say, up here in the North State to, if somebody said, okay, look, you can take X million feet out of the big forest out here, do we have enough capacity to do that? Because it would help our economy dramatically. I know that's a tough question.
So that might be something that we'll discover through the logging conference, the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference this weekend, and some of the breakout sessions. But
what you said is so important, because there's going to be a huge then growth industry in providing lumber, raw and logs, to the Chinese and a couple other countries, I'm sure, but especially the Chinese, to be able to push out like that, so they can have this. They're building how many again? How many millions?
I think it's 30 or 40 million they're committed to building over the next 5 years.
Over 5 years. New homes. 95% of emerging consumer markets are overseas. So if we know there are lumber industry here on the West Coast that are exporting already, but we just want to kind of highlight that. And for those folks who are not doing that yet or interested in increasing their capacity for export, that's really what this conversation is about this week at the logging conference.
Well, I find it very interesting. We really appreciate you coming by. I know you got to run, and you got someplace else you have to be.
A very important person doing very important things.
I hope so.
Well, you know what?
Welcome to Reading.
This is a lumber-friendly town. I tell you what, a timber-friendly town. And we like to see it. You know, I mean, the people who own our forest, your Sierra Pacific and many others, they don't want to destroy our forest. They don't want to destroy the land. And the methods they use is to preserve them. And like you said, the timber inventory in the United States is growing, which kind of shows that. And and here's our chance also to give our economy a shot in the arm by pushing out. I mean, imagine if we brought our logging capabilities back up to where it was 8 years ago. Cause I know since I've been here that we've shut down at least two or three mills. Mm-hmm. So, and we could put a lot of people to work and bring a lot more in here.
Yeah. And there are government resources that are available to help folks navigate, all of those processes to look at what those export markets require. So I want to encourage folks to not be intimidated by the idea of researching foreign markets. We can help you out.
Well, thank you. Leah Goldhaus and Dr. Dalton
Alderman.
Even though he doesn't like to be called doctor. And thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be speaking on Friday at 3 p.m. at Facero Hall out there during the logging conference. So go on out there and visit and listen to it because he's going to be – he'll have his your PowerPoint, right?
Right.
With definite
real numbers.
Yep. And he'll be out there tonight for the dinner, so come by and say hello if you're out at the dinner tonight at the conference. I think that's for all of the participants that will be out there as well.
Fantastic.
Great. Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about the Turtle Bay. Yeah, the lease has been changed. We're going to talk about Obamacare. And what did the Congressional Budget Office just say about people that are going to be quitting their jobs? Why? Well, we'll tell you when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642 because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The NorCal Jazz Festival, a new regional event, is taking place this spring in both Reading and Chico. An inaugural Founders Club fundraiser will be held at Old City Hall in Reading on February 22nd, featuring Stephanie Foose and Bernie Baker and the Jimmy Grant Quartet. There will be wine, hors d'oeuvres, and more. The Founders Club event will kick off this new festival, which honors America's music, jazz. Visit NorCalJazzFestival.com, like us on Facebook, or call 520-4742 for details.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, good morning. Hey, it's 8:34 in the morning. Right here at KCNR with Carl Lindebaugh. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We want your phone calls because we're opening up here on a number of different things, and our chat room is KCNR1460.com. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. I can't say enough about the place. Man's Last Stronghold. Oh yeah, Man's Last Stronghold. I go in there and I see them cutting DC Tim and Logan cutting hair from people from the age of like 4 up to the age of 100 in there. And it's great. Everybody in between. And it's like a cheers. You walk in and everybody's having a great time. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I always say this. This is their spot. I always do their commercial there. And yesterday, Linda changed it up and did another commercial there.
I just think you need to move.
You moved my cheese.
Yeah.
And it was tough getting back into the rhythm.
I have to get over it.
All right.
Next.
Let's talk about the Congressional Budget Office. It says millions of people, and this is from the Congressional Budget Office. This isn't, as the Democrats are quick to point out, this is nonpartisan. And the Republicans are quick to point out, this is nonpartisan when it meets what they want. Congressional Budget Office says, millions, he said millions, not million, not thousands, millions of people will cut back on their work hours or quit working completely since now they have health care. That's right, they were working and working X number of hours because they had to work to make sure they had their health care. Well, now that the government's providing it for free, because I'm paying for it, Linda's paying for it, you're paying for it, Bad Bob's paying for it, everybody we know around here that's working is paying for it, they can get it free, so they're going to leave the workforce. They figure about a couple of million, 2.3 million, by 2021. So 7 years from now, you're going to have people out of the workforce because, I'm getting my free medical care, because after a certain point, it's paid for, right? So it's paid for. It goes straight to the insurance companies. But insurance companies love that. And how are they going to pay for it when you don't have people working and you have the young people not joining it because they're at a high, they're at 24%. And the only people joining are people on Medicaid or had insurance canceled. So what do you think is going to happen? Yes, another great deal foisted on us under the name of affordable health care. Affordable for who? Affordable for President Obama, because he gets his provided, as do the congressmen and the senators who voted. They get special dispensation. Have you ever thought about that? They get special dispensation, and so much of it's paid for. They don't fall under the same rules we play under. Why is that? Oh, because they're special. Because they're at a higher level than us. Oh, how did that happen? Because they voted in. Why is it that only 12% of the people think that Congress, and that's, Congress being the House of Representatives and the Senate, are doing a good job, yet the re-election rate's up in the 90s. So it just means, I think he's doing a good job. My guy's doing a good job. It's those other guys. Well, sometimes I wonder about that. Anyway, Obamacare. It continues to amaze me. People that, I've had to sign, our shop up for Obamacare. Oh, look, $4,000 is your deductible. It used to be $2,000 under the old plan. Well, if you liked your old plan, you can keep your old plan. No, you can't. That was a lie. Well, what about the doctor? No, that was a lie too. I mean, Bill O'Reilly said, would you say that when you said you can keep your health care and keep your doctor was probably the lowest point in your presidency? Obama said, I made mistakes, blah, blah. He still wouldn't say a word though, about Benghazi. When did you know it was a terrorist attack, Mr. President? He was asked that three separate times. And do you think Obama said that, I was told that night, because that's what his Secretary of Defense said. Oh, yeah, I told him that night, told him that day, told him it was a terrorist attack. Well, you know, he still refuses to admit it, which is a lie, instead of just admitting he knew about it. And why a week later, Susan Rice is out telling everybody it was a bunch of thugs, you know, that were infuriated by a video, since most of them don't even have a radio, much less a TV or anything or something to see this at. A complete lie and falsehood because of the election coming up. And then, of course, Hillary saying later, what difference does it make now? And then comes out because she's getting ready to run for president and say, well, you know what? That's one of my, you know, that's one of my biggest concerns. That's one of the things that's bothered me the most, you know, that we let our ambassador be butchered like that. Nothing was done. And you know what? Really, what difference does it make? I don't want it to make any difference to you now, Hillary. I want it to make a big difference though in 2016. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Crack that whip.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:43 in the morning, 33 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition down in the Cypress Square shopping center area there, but in-store deli. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They have more natural and organic foods, raw milk and everything, than any other place in the North State. Plus, the people they have are just know what they're talking about. You want raw milk, you can get it there. You want bulk in seeds and beans and all these things, you can buy it all at Orchard Nutrition. And, of course, Amazing Foods for Life started out of there and is sweeping the state and into the other states and will soon be sweeping the country. A gluten-free mix and gluten-free food that's made in a sanctioned gluten-free factory. I mean, those are the type of things that you know, just because somebody says it's gluten-free, unless it's made in something that's been certified as a gluten-free factory, that makes a big difference. Okay, Orchard Nutrition. The farm bill passed, $100 billion worth. Something for everybody in the farm bill. One of the things that came out, though, was the fact that it, you know, you used to be able to go in there and see who was getting subsidies. Because you'll get some of these big Hollywood ranchers that are getting paid and paid and paid. The changes in farm bill, and by the way, Doug LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa will be on the show Friday, and we're going to talk about this. One of the things that was conveniently left out when it hit the Senate, it passed the Congress. It passed the House of Representatives. But when we got to the Senate, they pulled out that little part that said that they had to be, you know, people that were getting money from the government for farming and this and subsidies could be identified, you know, easily. Well, somehow the senators pulled that one out. Imagine that. I know that Doug said he was upset about that. I want to talk to him about that and a couple other things. But he'll be on Friday morning. Anyway, that food stamps were cut by 1%. And 1%. But food stamps, like 600 million it's the largest part of the farm bill. And so food stamps were cut back by 1%, though it still grew. I'm still not sure how you can do that. But we'll talk about that too on Friday with Congressman LaMalfa. Big thing in the news also is the change in the Turtle Bay lease. They no longer want to have changes in it that would allow them to build a hotel. They say it's already in there, in the lease already that says they can do it. Now, this was voted on at the city council meeting on Tuesday night. And
what does this mean?
What it means is what the unions are saying is that it's trying to circumvent the prevailing wage law. And, but they are still going to sue because there's many other things they can sue. The change was voted on, and this way when they voted on this is that now they can move on to the offer itself. Now the original, you know, appraisal came in at like $75,000 from the McConnell Foundation Turtle Bay side, and it came in at $400,000 from the city side. So they had a third one done, and, that hasn't been released yet that I have seen. But that, as Rick Bassetti said when he was on the show, gives us a starting point. So for the cost of the land. The land has a 99-year lease. The unions are saying, well, you know what? They're not going to pay fair market value. And that means that we need to be paid prevailing wage. This is what stopped it to begin with, of course. And then the Turtle Bay McConnell Foundation said, well, that means you're going to add almost, you know, $1.6 million to the cost. We don't have that in our budget. We can't build it. And the fight was on how to do this. So, Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones voted against this, while Rick Bassetti, Missy MacArthur, and Francie Sullivan voted for it. Now, what's this mean? It means, you know, and one of the things that, Patrick Jones said was, well, you know, if that means, you know, we could be sued by the unions. Rick Bassetti, the mayor, says, well, no, because they are signing something that we will be held, you know, that they will take care of all the legal bills and everything from the Turtle Bay McConnell Foundation side, that we can't be sued. The union says, Andrew Meredith, and we're going to have him give Andrew a call today, see if we can get him on here soon, is they're saying, hey, you know what, we've got enough things to sue about from this prevailing wage, and this is a state thing now, it's not just a local thing. Randall Hempling, who is one of the main spokesmen for Turtle Bay, will be our guest on Monday to talk about this. Now, he may be bringing in a couple other people that are also involved in this. Hopefully we can get Mike Warren on too, to talk about the lease, the hotel, and what's happening there. And then we'll get, we've already heard from Patrick Jones, maybe we'll get Andrew Meredith after that to talk about the prevailing wage and the changes in that and why that has a huge impact on, how that can have a huge impact on the construction of the hotel there, which, by the way, I'm all for that hotel. I believe we should put a hotel there. And as far as the 14 acres, if it's done right in the city of Reading, and the people, the taxpayers aren't taken over, taken out to the woodshed and beaten, I'd like to see that develop because it's right off the freeway. It's another way of bringing people in
that are
to our
shop,
city.
That are going to
and then it's the first step of expansion. Yeah.
Yes. And we need to, we need to utilize more of our waterways here. And, then you come into the whole, Park Marina area. I love the fact that one of our guests said earlier is that there's art in the water here, to bring in a fresh perspective. You know, I think we start to get numb, Carl. We get numb with the dance. There's like a big dance and the city council is a powwow. And when you leave, it's kind of, in the record searchlight. If you didn't make it, what's happening? But it's, feels like it's like, you're ringing in your ears. It's what's going on today. What is really happening behind the scenes? What is going on? I feel like there's a dance.
Well, for one thing, the record searchlight, I mean, it's, we like our paper. But the record searchlight has a slant on things. I mean, you can tell. On this thing, as far as the, selling the land and building a hotel, but then again, we're saying we're for the hotel, and I'm for building other things that have to do with the scientific and education community down there, like a IMAX or things. And I would like to find out if that's what part of the plans in that 14 acres is. Oh yeah, we're going to put in other things that are, that are running alongside the Turtle Bay Museum, and this would enhance the Turtle Bay Museum, would enhance bringing people in there, would enhance this whole thing. If it doesn't, and I don't know if anybody knows what could be brought in there or what's going to happen, maybe we can ask that. But the other thing too, but this is why when you bring somebody on for an hour, you can talk to them, you can ask the questions. The people listening, the people in the chat room can ask questions about, okay, what about this? What about this? On both sides. And I think that's really important that they have an avenue and a place that you can talk and get a lot more of the story and just a soundbite on the news. Or a story, and that's it, written with the perspective of a person that may or may not have their own opinions in this. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Hey, yes, our last segment here today on Wednesday. Tomorrow, Sherry Silk, the general manager of the convention center, Civic Center, is bringing her replacement in, and we're going to be able to say goodbye to Sherry and meet him.
Oh, it should be interesting.
That's, I think so.
This wow, person, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Hey, wanted to remind you quickly, 474-5546, that's the reservation number for Anselmo Vineyards. If you're thinking what's happening on Valentine's weekend, we've got Tecanis Lavolsi. The last I spoke up with the manager of the restaurant, there were a few reservations left for Friday the 14th. I'll be performing up there with Rick Heal on guitar. For many of you who love to follow Rick, he'll be doing some wonderful solo work. Along with us in our group, we'll have Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and myself. I think there's four tables left, and they may be – it's going quickly. So it'll be sold out before you know it. If you're looking to take a loved one, $75 a person with a five-course set meal. Of course, you can pick your entree, and that includes champagne and dessert. So 474-5546. We hope to see you there. We're going to have a guest, and it's going to be fun to share in our joy with music and friendship.
Yeah, and by the way, with Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. He'll make a great deal for you. That, Leonard's got a direct conduit into Israel for diamonds. So you're going to get great prices there. 2225 Hilltop Drive. And I tell you what, you can find what you're looking for there. It's, and he is always, always fair, and his prices are fair. Regulation of lemonade stands, Cookiegate. It's still going on. You know, what happened is that the Girl Scouts, the national office has been taking stands on things and putting things out like how much they approve of Wendy Davis out of Texas, on her pro-abortion stance. And that just, that really, really upset a lot of people because the Girl Scouts are taking stands on this. This is, people they find that are, heroes is, Wendy Davis who is stand, goes, is for pro-abortion. You can go pro-choice, but what it is, what's it mean? It means pro-abortion. Well, the pro-life group, and why aren't they pro-choice too then? If you've got pro-choice means you want abortions, but pro-life means, that's looked at as bad. Anyway. It always confuses me. Anyway.
So the Girl Scouts are getting involved in this?
Well, the Girl Scouts national group, not the people down here, but the national groups have put this stuff out. And so a large number of people are having this cookie gate. They are boycotting buying Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, gosh.
The Girl Scout cookies you buy, the money there goes directly back into the Girl Scout troop. So, so people say, why are you upset? Well, because the franchise and the marketing is worth millions of dollars goes into the national level. A lot of people don't like what the Girl Scouts national level committees.
Why can't
said.
They just be apolitical?
That, you know what? They should be.
Why can't the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts of America be apolitical?
They should be so vanilla.
Well, no, they should be. I have no comment.
Yeah, but then you get into the Boy Scouts who won't allow gays in.
Well, I have no comment.
But it's a private organization, and they can do that. And they, and they suffer things from not being allowed to be on certain properties and all that. But when you go out and you're proactive in this and choosing, highlighting people, you're going to find that other people are upset about it. And you're right. If you're into this organization, this is, the feelings of the people in Redding, California, and the Girl Scouts could be totally different than, or are totally different than, say, people in New York. But the national level, when they get into this, impacts on everybody. So Cookiegate. Oh, not only that. I thought I would never ever say this. Honey Boo Boo. Okay, I had to say it. Honey Boo Boo, who is not a Girl Scout, but she put on her website, which has 786,000 likes and followers. First of all, that right there is makes my stomach upset. But she put on there about buying Girl Scout cookies and sending the checks to this one Girl Scout, you know, troop. And wherever she lives and, you know,
and
Under the Rock, Alabama. I'm not sure where it is, but it's for her girlfriend. It's from her girlfriend, Dazzle or Dazzy. And the Girl Scouts of America says, no, you can't do that. You cannot do that. Take that off your website. And I thought, oh, why? I mean, she's obviously selling a lot of cookies. They said it's because Girl Scouts have to go door to door and they have to also be selling at the malls and they have to, you know, all that. It's not fair to go onto a website. It's not fair to the other girls.
With their mothers in front of, you know, the grocery stores.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you remember, I know, I don't hate to, you know, give this visual at the end of this, but there was, you know, with that gal, Honey Boo, that they spent so much time on her having a booger in her nose.
I know.
That was like...
Well, first of all...
And I found myself watching it.
I'm not going to tell you where it can be found on the TV.
Ugh.
If you really want to find Honey Boo Boo,
grossed out.
I have never... You've watched it.
I was sitting there, but I was just like, "Are you really showing this?
Are you DVRing?"
No,
okay,
I just remember that was like about a year ago. I just couldn't believe it.
Tomorrow, Sherry Silk and her and her replacement. We're also going to have on Friday Congressman Doug LaMalfa. So stand by for that one. I have a lot of questions I want to ask Doug, and I'm sure there are a lot that you want to ask. So. Thanks for joining us today. We know, gosh, this is great starting off with the new businesses here in town. And then with the,
Sierra Pacific
logging conference. You know, it's the good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another nasty day for air travel with snow and ice in the Midwest and Northeast, resulting in thousands of flight cancellations. Trucker Galen Reinhart says it's also a challenge on the roads around Salina, Kansas.
The sad thing about it is the people trying to pass you and there's a whiteout snow coming around you and they end up out in a ditch.
Close to 3,000 flights canceled this morning. That's on top of 2,000 cancellations yesterday and 2,500 on Monday. A lot of schools are closed, along with business and government offices, and power outages are widespread. An engine fire early this morning on an American Airlines jet preparing to depart LAX for Chicago. Nobody hurt. Passengers put on another flight. Four people in custody on drug charges after police investigating the overdose death of actor Philip Seymour Hoffman. Executed search warrant at several New York City.